我上一次跟大家交通到我们数算我们的日子。
The last time I shared with you that we count all days.
我问大家一个问题。
I asked the question.
我说我们每一天什么时候开始算的？
So, how do we count that day?
你知道圣经从创世纪给我们看见它是有晚上有早晨，这是头一日。
From Genesis, it told us that there is a night, there is a day, that's one day.
有晚上有早晨，这是第二日。
A night and then a day, that's the second day.
所以我们发现一天的计算是从晚上开始。
So we see that how we count our days is by the night. from the night.
我们说啊，你今天信主多久？
And we ask them, how long have you come to Christ?
你可能是刚信主。
Maybe you have just believed in Jesus.
你可能信主十年。
Maybe 10 years.
你可能信主三十年。
Maybe 30 years.
我们要问我们在主里面我们可以算有多少天。
But we have to ask how many days do we have?
我们是真的有三十年有三十天吗？三十年的时间吗？
Do we really have 30 years?
或者我们是连一年都没有呢？
Maybe we don't even have 1 year.
或者我们连一个月都没有呢？
Not even a month.
我想我们要好好问自己，我们有没有连一天都没有。
We have to really ask ourselves, do we even have one day?
因为我们知道在神这计算里面是每一个晚上早晨这才算一天。
We know that the way God counted his days is one a night and then a day, that's one day.
我们地上的晚上早上我们知道天黑天亮。
We know on earth, you know, the night and the day, you know, the daylight.
我们要问基督徒的天黑跟天亮是什么呢？
What about for Christians? What is the night and what is the day?
我们记得圣经节上次读过，就不读了哈。
We have read through the Bible verse.
诗篇告诉我们说，一书虽然有眼泪，早晨便必欢呼。
We know that in the psalm it tells us that even though we weep in the night, but in the morning we'll rejoice.
换句话说，晚上是我们遇，就是讲了基督徒遇到的一些的难处。
So the night talks about what we have gone through as Christians.
或者是一些的环境神造给我们的。
Some difficulty, some circumstances.
或者是我们遇到的一些试炼。
Some trials that we have met.
So 我们可以想想看，我们可能遇到一个很恶的老板。
Maybe we have met a really not a difficult boss.
我们可能失业了。
Maybe we lost our job.
或者我们失恋了。
Maybe we broke up from relationship.
我们生病。
Maybe we are sick.
我们有人误会我们。
Maybe some misunderstanding.
或者我们有一些放不下的心中很多的苦毒。
Maybe some bitterness that in our hearts that we are not.
这都可以是我们的晚上。
These can be our nights.
在这里说，那基督徒的早晨是什么？
What about the daybreak for us?
或者我们都喜欢这个早晨。
We like the day.
因为我们希望早晨就是主给我们的祝福。
We like the day because God, like as if God gives us our blessings.
我们在早晨里面，我们什么难处都过去了。
In the day, all difficulties are past.
但是我今天我要再讲一件事情。
I want to tell you one more thing.
有些基督徒一直只有晚上，没有早晨。
For some Christians, it's always in the night.
No morning.
No morning.
有些基督徒呢，只有早晨，没晚上。
For some Christians, only the morning, but no night.
但是我们看到神给我们这里看到说，我们一天的构成是要有晚上也有早晨。
But God shows us here that the whole day consists of the night and the day.
我们说为什么有些什么叫做基督徒只有晚上
？So what is it that the Christians only have night?
乃是我们在难处中。我们出不来。
That is in difficulties we are unable to get out.
我们因为需要有点变的，我们始终不肯变，不肯放，我们出不来，一直在晚上。
There are some things that we need to change, and we are unwilling to change, and so we stay in the night.
或者说，主今天你有一个人，你蛮憎恨他的。
Or maybe there's one person that you have hatred.
但主说你要原谅他。
But God says forgive.
你要赦免他。
That you have to forgive him.
但是你说我不肯赦免。
You say I'm not willing to forgive.
你可以一年、五年、十年，就是不肯赦免。
You may take you know 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, you're unwilling to forgive.
一年、五年、十年里面，你一直在那个晚上还没见过早晨呢。
So in the 1 year, 5 years, or 10 years, you have not seen daylight. You have always been in the night.
因为对神对我们的要求，我们接受不了。
Because what God wants from us, we are not willing to accept.
那什么叫做早晨呢？基督徒的早晨呢？
What is the morning for Christians?
我们逃避所有的难处。
We run away from all our difficulties.
我想我们都知道哈，难处临到，我们可以避开它的。
We know that when we come across, you know, the difficulty, we can.
我们就说我们不要遇到这个难处。
We can go around it.
我们只要好的。不好的，我全部。
We only want the good circumstances. We don't want the bad ones.
早晨还有另外一个。
And morning is also when.
我们在外表做一个很好的基督徒。
We can be as if a good Christians on the outside.
我们读经、祷告、聚会，什么都有。
So only we can read the Bible. We can pray. We can come to the meeting.
甚至我还去传福音，我还有点侍奉。
Maybe I even preach the gospel. I even serve.
但是圣经告诉我们说，出于我们天然的，神都不看重。
But what the Bible tells us is out of our natural being, God does not hold high esteem of.
我们知道今天，除非我们这个是从神那里来的。
We know that unless what we have is from God.
不然的话，你多努力，神都不算的。
So no matter how much you strive for it, God does not count it.
所以我们知道这里说哈，这个说什么叫做有晚上有早晨。
So what is to say there is night and there is morning?
那我们用新约的话给我们讲，就是说我们经过十字架，我们最后就把难处。
So in New Testament words that as through the cross the Lord moved away the difficulty.
或者说我们经过死，那带进什么叫做复活
？That through death brings resurrection.
所以诗篇二十三篇很多人都很喜欢，他说我们走过死荫的幽谷。
So many of us like Psalm 23 that we walk through the valley of the.
那句话不是说你走进了死荫的幽谷。
It doesn't say we walk into the valley of death.
他说你走过了死荫的幽谷。
But then we walk through the valley of death.
没错，是有死荫的幽谷。
Because there is always going to be the shadow of death.
但是你是走过。
But we walk through it.
人生难处，没人可以躲开的。
We cannot run away from life's difficulties.
不信主的人遇到难处，只有讲倒霉。
When the unbelievers, when they come across difficulties, they say they're unfortunate, unlucky.
Yeah, unlucky.好不命运命真的太坏了
that I have a bad destiny
到对我们一个信主的人遇到难处我们态度是什么
but to a believer in the Lord Jesus what is our attitude
我们要认定每个环境都是神量过给我们的
we have to acknowledge that all these difficulties all circumstances are measured
不信主的人任何的难处似乎没太大的意义。
So the unbelievers, any difficulty, it doesn't have any meaning.
但是对一个信了主的人，每一个难处你都要好好去问主，你要我学什么
？But to believers in Jesus, every difficulty, we have to come to the Lord and ask Him, What do you want me to learn?
我常常讲这个故事哈。
I always talk about this story.
我们人生就好像在大海里面。
That our whole life is like.
我们有诗歌也这样唱。
Our songs.
我们人生走在大海上面。
That we are in the sea.
我们在一条船的上面。
We are in the ship.
我们一直走，前面突然间出了一个礁石 rock.
There is like a rock in front of us.
那我们就开始祷告了。
Then we start to pray.
我说主啊，我前面有个大礁石，求你把它挪开。
Well, there's a big rock ahead of me. Please remove it.
啊，我们一天这样祷告。
So we pray one day.
我们一个月这样祷告。
For a month we pray.
只要这个石头没挪开，我就一直求主挪开。
As long as the rock is not being removed, I will pray and ask the Lord.
你知道，如果我们只有这个祷告，你就永远在黑夜里面。
If we only have such a prayer, then we are forever in this darkness.
因为主的作为不是一定要把石头挪开的。
The Lord works is not to bring the it's not necessary to remove the rock.
主还有一个作为是可以把水位升高，而你在石头上面。
The way God works, there is another way that He will get the lift of the raise the water up, and then you can pass through.
这个就叫做我们有晚上有早晨。
That is called we have the night and we have the day.
问题是否还在那里？
The problem is still there.
但是这个问题已经不影响你。
But it no longer disturb us.
你不能原谅人，有一天你真的原谅他。
If you can't forgive that person, you know, someday, one day you come to forgive.
你发现我根本忘记我为什么当时不能够原谅他。
You even might have even forget that why you know you can't forgive.
因为主的生命在我们里面增加。
Because the Lord's light
means 我们这条船能够在难处中继续往前航行。
That our ship can rise above the difficulty and continue to go forward.
说这个让水位上来。
So this to raise the water up.
有时候要我们放下我们的自尊。
Sometimes we have to put down our pride.
我们要放下我们的一些自己的计划。
We have to put down all our plans.
我们能够学会真正的。
To learn to really give it to the Lord.
我们过去在这有两位弟兄。
There are two brothers here in the past.
我来做一个这个 example 这个。
I'll use them as example.
我们两位弟兄啊，都遇到他的指导教授说，他们都是博士生。
Both were PhD candidates and
他们教授说你们。 你不是读博士的材料。
Both of their advisors told them that you know you're not qualified to
读了几年了呢
PhD program, but they have already went some years.
指导教授才说，看你不是读博士的材料。
But then they told them that you know you're not qualified.
我跟你讲，这好伤哦。
It's very hurtful.
那我怎么回去见江东父了？
How do I face my family?
啊，我们都是留学生呢。
We are all students. Foreign students here.
那我们有一个弟兄就过不了。
One of the brothers could not go past it.
我们有个弟兄呢，他挣扎了一段时间，他接受这个事实，拿个硕士毕业。
The other one struggled for a while and took his master's and graduated.
然后老板说，你就回来跟我打工好了。
His boss told him, "Why don't you just come back and you work for me?"
他做了一年替老板打工，高高兴兴替老板打工。
He happily worked for his advisor for a year.
一年后
，a year after，
老板说，你就用你这一年所做的，成为你博士的论文。
His advisor told you, "Just use what you worked through for this year, use as the topic, and you."
他从来没想过老板会再把我。
To graduate. He has never thought that his boss would bring him back.
结果他拿到他的博士学位。
So in the end, that one year he was able to graduate with his PhD.
我们另外这位弟兄知道这个故事。
This other brother who knew about the story.
他只有一个祷告，主啊，给我像那个弟兄一样。
He had only one prayer that Lord, I might be like him.
然后一直没发生。
But it still didn't happen.
心中就非常的苦毒。
But in his heart, it comes.
为什么给他发生，不给我发生？
Why him and not?
为什么我老板不把我叫回来呢？
Why did my boss not take me back?
我举这个例子给你知道，有人就一直在他的晚上里面走不出来。
I bring up this example to tell you that this a person can be in his time.
什么人能够从晚上走到早晨，乃是你终于接受。 主今天给我的环境。
How can a person walk out of darkness into daylight is that you accept the circumstances that is from the Lord?
所以啊，这个你要知道，我们有晚上，有早晨，这个是我们今天信耶稣这个信仰的中心。That
we have night and we have day is the center of our belief.
因为主要做工在我们身上。Because
the Lord wants to work in us.
你只要愿意给主做工在你身上
，As long as you are willing to let the Lord work in you，
到事情变化起来，你才能够说是我眼睛没看过，耳朵没听过，头脑也没想过。
Then when things begin to change, then you can say, this is what my eyes have not seen, my ears have not heard.
我今天哈，这个想跟大家交通两个的问题
，I have two questions to fellowship with you.
这两个问题是保罗问的问题。
Two questions that Paul asked.
我们读一读《使徒行传》第22章。
Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传22章第8节。
Acts 22 verse 8.
我们只看这个问题哈。 第八节他说我回答说这个我就是保罗哈，我就不看那些下面说主啊，你是谁
？He's asking here, "Who art thou, Lord?"
保罗问了一个问题，他说主啊，你是谁
？Paul asked, "Who art thou, Lord?"
我们不信主的话，我们说耶稣啊，你是谁嘛
if we were an unbeliever, then we ask Jesus, who are you?
你是不是像中国的孔子一样，曾经是一个历史人呢？
Are you a historical figure like Confucius of China?
你是真的是神吗？
Are you truly God?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是我们后来怎么样呢？
But what about afterwards?
后来我们说，哎，我发现我是一个罪人。
We realize that we are sinners.
真的，我罪地上过得真的很痛苦。
I lead a very terrible life here.
并且知道以后有结果是下地狱。
That the consequence is to go to hell.
哦，耶稣的宝血能够洗净我的罪。
That the Lord's blood, the Jesus blood, can wash away my sin.
好，我就接受他是我的救主。
So I accept him as my savior.
但是我问你，你真的认识主了吗？
But do you truly know the Lord?
你真的知道你所信的是谁吗？
Do you know whom you have believed?
你知道主啊，你是谁？你会回答吗？
Do you know how to answer this? Who art thou, Lord?
我们可能会哦，人家问我他是神。
We can say, you know, when people ask us, we said, you know, He is God.
哦，他是救主。
He is a savior.
他是弥赛亚。
He's Messiah.
我们要问了，你真的知道你所信的主是谁吗？
But we need to ask, do you really know who you believed?
我们可能啊，有一次我们这里没有这首诗歌，国内有这首诗歌。
We don't have this song in here, but in China.
我在国内唱的时候，我就。它里面说，我们对主是似懂非懂。
When we sing, we know the Lord seems to like, you know, half kind of we know him, but we don't know him.
似知非知。
We seem to understand, but we don't understand.
我们好像真的认识他了。
It's as if we know him.
其实我们基本上可能都不认识他。
But basically, we don't.
你知道有人问了亚伯拉罕，你认识你的神是谁吗？
People ask Abraham, do you know who your God is?
你知道亚伯拉罕会怎么回答吗？
How did Abraham reply?
罗马书第四章有他的一个回答，我不跟大家看了。
In Romans 4, there he
answered. 他那里说亚伯认识的神是叫死人复活、使无变为有的神。
That the God that Abraham believed in is the one that caused the dead to resurrect and then
nothing.
And from nothing to that he gives.
That he contained it. 他说我。这个第四章第十七节哈，这罗马书哈，他说他认识神是一个叫死人复活，而是死无变为有的神。
That you know a God who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were.
我们就要想啊，亚伯拉罕你经过什么事情
？We have to ask what did Abraham go through.
哦，我们发现他很想生个孩子。
We know that Abraham wanted a son.
他还用自己的方法生了以实玛利亚。
He even used his own method to have Israel.
这是他的晚上。
That is his night.
他没有走出来。
He did not walk out of it.
直到他一百岁。
Until he was
我都认为不能生了。
That he thought he could,、哎、he could not bear.
我这个老伴也九十岁了。
My wife is already 90.
有可能生吗？
Is it possible?
神说你明年，那这是跟八十九岁，他明年生个孩子。
But the Lord promised him that you will have a son next year.
九十岁生了一个孩子叫雅各。
And 90 years old, he have a son.
Jacob.
Esau. Isaac.
啊，对对对，他的儿子是 Jacob. Isaac, Esau. 这不可能生的时候生了以撒。
When they were seemed to be barren, but they born Isaac.
这个是让他怎么想都想不起。
You can never comprehend.
一个已经不能生育的女子生了一个孩子。
One who was barren had a son.
说他说我认识我的神是植物变为有的神。
That's why he said he knows that his God is the one that caused those things which be not as though they were.
然后后来孩子长大。
When the son grew up.
他说神说你把孩子献给我。
God wants him to sacrifice Isaac.
哎，这个献不是我们来祷告主啊，把孩子给你哈。
It's not as in our prayers. Oh God.
事后还是我自己把他养大的。
After that, as my, I'll raise him.
他这个时候给他神说，你拿把刀把他杀掉。
But when God wants him, he say, you know, kill him.
我们做父母的，你要理解这是什么心态吗？
For parents, do you understand what that is?
亚伯拉罕那天早上他怎么讲？清早起来带着儿子才上山去了。
Right, in the break of day, Abraham brought his son Isaac to the mountain.
他连太太都没跟他讲就上山。
He did not even tell his wife.
因为可能太太一讲，那不用去了。
If he had told his wife, you know, he probably.
妈妈这个怎么可能给你把儿子拿去杀掉？
Talk to the mother and you killed the son.
但是亚伯拉罕顺服神的话上山。
But Abraham obeyed God and brought Isaac to the mountain.
当他把刀举起来要杀下去的时候
，When he raised the sword,
神说：“住手。”
God The Lord say, hold on.
我现在知道你是真正爱我。
Now I know you truly love me.
看，有只公羊在那里。
Look, behold, there is a lamb there.
你用那只公羊代替你儿子成为祭牲献给我。
That in his in your son's place, sacrifice that for me.
这个给他发现，他 somehow 他基本上就是我的儿子是要死了。
For him, he somehow knew that his son.
我先要得回这个儿子。
And yes, you know, he has.
我这个儿子好像从死而复活得回来的。
It's as if he has been quickened from the dead.
说这是亚伯拉罕的认识。
That is Abraham's knowledge of God.
使无变为有，跟叫世人复活的神。
That from nothing, that he can be who quickened the dead and call those things which be not as though they were.
我们可以说这是亚伯拉罕的两天呢。
We said that this is Abraham's 2 days.
不容易的两天。
It's not easy.
但是两个都被记载下来。
But both were recorded.
我们不知道他经过多少的黑夜早晨。
We don't know how many nights and days.
但这两个是被记载在圣经上。
But these two were being recorded in the Bible.
所以我们今天不要只看到难处，我们就垂头丧气。
So today when we see difficulties that we
神没有要我们把我们完全毁掉。
God is not out to destroy us.
但如果有抵挡拆毁的话。
If God has struck us or tear us down,
他目的那是为着要建造我们。
His purpose is to build us up.
所以我们说，你说你所信的神是谁？
So we have to ask, who is the God that you believe?
你有没有自己去认识你所信的神是谁？
Have you go and really truly know who you believe in?
我们要信，我们必须经历它。
We have to experience it.
我们不可以只有客观对神的知识。
We cannot have just objective knowledge of God.
我们需要对主有主观的经历。
We have to have subjective experience.
我们读一节圣经。
Let us read a Bible verse.
马太福音第四章。
In Matthew 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
很容易找啊，第四章第四节。
Verse 4.
所以说耶稣回答说经上记就说好我就后面这句人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一切话
Man shall not live by bread alone but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God
然后我常常跟大家讲我们要读圣经
I said you know we have to read the Bible
在这里说啊我们人活着不是单靠食物乃是要靠神口里所出的一切话。
It says here, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
我们啊也常讲哈，我们读圣经不要只抓字句。
That when we read the Bible, we always say not to just catch on to all the of the words, the wording.
这个圣经讲的出鹰就吃腹丝，哎，这有没有什么属灵意思啊？
Oh, that the vulture, vulture would eat the
rotten
meat.
Rotten
meat, and what
does
that mean? You know, you keep thinking and thinking in your mind, what does that mean?
So, 哥林多后书第三章第六节他说，字句是叫人死的。
In 2 Corinthians, it told us that the words would cause us to die.
心意乃是叫人活的。
The truth will let us live.
So, 我们今天读圣经我们的确是要说主，你这里有没有什么话要对我说
？We have to ask Lord, what is it that you want to tell me about?
那我们是不是什么字句都不要去查呢
？Is it we don't look and search for the word?
我常跟弟兄姊妹讲，如果你要去查，可以。
I said, brothers and sisters, if you are going to look it up, yes, you can.
你要在这个查明看到这个解释，要带出一个信息。
But if you look into the word, you know, then it has to bring the purpose is to bring out a message.
你知道这里啊，这里说，人活着是要靠神口里所出的一切话。
It says here, when man live is to not by
all the words from the Lord.
It has to be by the word from the mouth of God.
你知道神的话原文有两个字。
God's word in the original text, there are two meanings.
一个
two words, sorry.
一个叫做 logos.
One is logos.
一个叫做 rhema.
One is rhema.
Logos 是什么呢？
What is logos?
Logos 就是说神记载在圣经上的所有写下来的字。
All the words that the Lord has recorded in the Bible.
Rhema 是什么呢？
What is rhema?
Rhema 乃是说 神再把这些话再讲一次给你听。
The Rhema is that God uses the same words and say it to you.
你知道这里说哈，耶稣说人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里的一切话。
When Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
这个一切话不是 Logos， 是 Rhema。
This every word is it's not logos, it's rhema.
So, 换句话说，神不属不是说你这里活着就靠你每天读这个圣经。
So what God means by that when you can live, it's not you know you read the Bible.
神乃是说什么时候主的话再跟你讲，那个是你要靠着活的。
God is saying that whenever the word of God speaks to you, then that is that which you are.
今天以为说整天就是这样读圣经就可以了。
We thought, you know, we think that we just have to.
圣经告诉我们说，这条路是死路。
The Bible tells us this is the road to death.
你必须让主的话能够再一次讲到你心中。
You have to let the word of God to speak into your heart.
但是我们说哈，你要让主再讲一次给你听。
We said that you know, for the Lord to speak it to you again.
你必须读。
You have to read.
因为你不读，主就没话告诉你。
If you do not read, then the Lord has nothing to say.
因为连客观的真理都不在那里的话，你根本没话主可以再告诉你。
If you don't have the objective truth, then there is no word that the Lord can speak to you.
所以我们今天读圣经是必须读的。
So we have to read the Bible.
我们不懂就让它过。
If we do not know, then let us.
我们要用心来读圣经。
We have to read it with our heart.
我们不能够读圣经好像研究一个教科书一样。
We cannot as if we're doing a text.
因为这是神活的话。
But because this is the.
我们每次读的时候都说主啊，你有没有话要告诉我
？Every time we read, we ask the Lord, "Do you have a word?"
主啊，把你的话再翻一次讲给我听。
Lord, please interpret your word to me.
我们如果是用这样来读主的话，
If we read the word of God this way,
你就发现主的话是活的。
You realize that the word of God is alive.
主的话不枯干的。
The Lord's word is not dry.
我们如果只是守着律法式的这样读法，你发现终有一天发现圣经非常的枯干。
If we are just observing legalistically reading the Bible, then you said, you know, it's no meaning.
Very boring.
Very boring.
但是主的话明明讲是活的。
But the Lord will tell us that it's a lie.
你怎么能够从主的话遇到这位活的主呢？
How can you through the word of God meet this living God?
乃是你让主的把话再次讲给你听。
It's to let the Lord to speak His word to you.
我讲一个尼托森弟兄的一个故事。
I tell you a story about our brother Watchman.
他有一次他去农村里面带跟七个年轻人去传福音去了。
He was with seven young people and going to the village to preach.
这个村里面都是信假，都是拜假神。
They all worshipped idols.
他们说他们的大王出来巡逻的时候一定不下雨。
They said they know when the idol that they worship when he's out, then it would not rain.
有个年轻， oh, 有一个年轻大概只有十七八岁。他说今年大王出来一定下雨。
One of the teenage brothers said, you know, this year, when the idol comes out, you know, it will rain.
哦，年轻人都比较大胆乱讲的哈。
Young people, they are so, you know, straightforward and impulsive. You know,
他回来，当我们弟兄听到这句话，吓坏了。
When our brothers heard this, he was afraid.
他说如果那天不下雨，福音不用在这个村里面再传了。
He said if it did not rain that day, then we have no
way. 这个村里面没有人会信主。
Then no one in this village will come to Christ.
他们几个弟兄再不出去就几天，就是在主面前祷告。
So for the next two days, the brothers did not go out to preach, but they stayed.
我说主啊，怎么办？有人已经讲那天要下雨，那主你下不下？
They asked the Lord, "What are we going to do tonight?" And one of the brothers already said, "It will rain."
有一天，当他们在祷告的时候
，And one day when they were praying,
主突然间对我们尼弟兄说
，The Lord speak to our brother.
他说，以利亚的神在哪里
？Where is the God of Elijah?
哦，你一定要读过圣经，你才知道什么叫做以利亚的神。
You have to know the Bible to know who's the.
你不读圣经，你也不知道圣经有没有一个人叫以利亚呢
？If you do not read the Bible, then you don't know.
你还不知道在哪里去找以利亚呢
？You don't know where to find Elijah.
说你必须读过。
So you have to read.
当神讲以利亚的神在哪里
？When God says, "Where is the God of Elijah?"
哦，他就想起来了。
Then he remembers.
以利亚曾经祷告，天就三年六个月不下雨。
When Elijah prayed, the earth for three years and three and a half years, it did not rain.
他在祷告，就下雨了。
When he prayed again, it rained.
哦，这句话一来了。
When this, the word of God comes to him,
他知道那天一定下雨。
Then he knew for sure.
他们又出去拍单张了。
Then out they went to get the
price. 这次不是只有那十七岁那个年轻人讲会下雨。
This time, not only the teenagers said it will rain.
他们七个人都想那天一定下雨。
All seven of them said it will rain that day.
所以那个村里面的人就开始说，哦，有人挑战我们的大王。
So the villagers say, you know, somebody is challenging our God, our the idol.
你知道，神做事实在是常常测试我们信不信得过他。
Many times God do things to see if we to test if we see.
他说那天大王出巡啊 ，parade 啊，出巡的时候，那个早晨。
When they brought out the idol for the parade that early.
他们是怎么醒过来？是被太阳照醒的。
They were awakened by the sunlight.
那还会下雨吗
？Would it still rain?
所以他们第一个说，哦。太阳照醒了。
And they told the Lord that we are being awakened by the sun.
但他们里面说不行，我们不可以怀疑神啊，我们知道心怀恶意的神不做事的，所以我不能怀疑神，我们来祷告。
So in their hearts they know they cannot doubt God because doubt, you know, God can, you know.
把他们早饭都弄好，大家弟兄们围在那个早饭要谢饭。
So they gather together to give thanks in the morning for breakfast.
他们就祷告说主，我们知道你已经听了我们的祷告。
They pray to the Lord, Lord, we know you have heard our prayers.
求你今天降，不用求了，就是说你今天降下雨来，使人知道你是真神。
Let the rain pour that the people will know you are the true God.
奇妙的，他们祷告都还没祷告完，就听到滴滴答答下来了。
It's amazing that even before they can finish their prayer.They have heard the rain.
等他们吃了早饭之后，这个是倾盆大雨。
And after they finished their breakfast, it was a really heavy downpour.
当然，这些拜假神的人说：“我算错日子了。”
When they are worshiping a false god, they said, "Oh, we have you know, we picked the wrong date. We calculated wrongly."
就好像礼拜五，我们今天活着还礼拜五不是 end of the world 吗？是吧？世界末日。
It's as if like Friday, you know, it was the main end of the end time.
一定有人讲算错日子。
People will say, you know, if they pick down, they probably calculated incorrectly.
他们说又要改一天出来。
They say we'll pick another day to come.
福音就在这个村子传开了。
So the gospel was being preached.
就开始一个人一个人信主。
One by one, they come to the Lord.
他们说有真神来到我们的村子。
And there is a true God who ever comes to our village.
说弟兄姊妹啊，主的话非常的宝贵。
So brothers and sisters, the word.The word of the Lord.
我们要用心来读主的话。
We have to use our hearts to read the Bible.
所以我们知道主的话是活的，不是死的。
The word of God is alive.
我们是可以用主的话的。
We can use the word of God.
让主的话在我们身上都是 rhema， 不是只是 logos.
That His word is rhema and us and not logos.
我们说要过经有经历的生活。
We said to live a life with that have experiences.
圣经说我们要过信心的生活。
The Bible said we have to live a life of faith.
我们看希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11.
大家都很熟悉的第六节。
Verse 6.
这里说哈，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
我们这里要谢谢那些真的在读字句的一些弟兄们。
We have to thank those brothers who really go by word.
因为中文圣经又有翻错了。
Because in the Chinese Bible, it kind of translated.
他说这里说到神面前来必须信有神。
It's the Chinese. They say the Bible translation has been said, but when you come before God, you have to know that you have to believe there is a God.
哇，信有神的人多的是。
A lot of people believe there is God.
对不对？回教徒信有神。
The Muslims believe there is a God.
这个魔鬼也信有神。
Even Satan himself believes.
这个有神原文不是有神。
In the original text, it's not there is a God.
这里是讲是要信神是。
It's to believe that He is.
他是
that he is.
所以这里说我们到神面前来的人必须信神是
that those who come before him must believe that he is.
你就信神是你才能够得神的喜悦
only by believing that he is then you can please him.
我们常见弟兄来说跟我们交通
our brother Chang fellowship with us.
他说我们的神 不只是说、要我们要爱我们。
Our God not only says that he is to love us.
他也要我们成为他所喜悦的。
That we become one that he pleases.
所以这里讲了一个怎么成为神喜悦的。
How do we become one that the
我们要信得过他是。
That we must believe.
什么一个名字叫做他是呢？
What does it mean that he is?
就是说他是你一切问题的解答。
That he is the answer of all your questions.
他是你一切需要的满足。
That he is the fulfiller of all
your needs. 他就是你的一切。
That he is your all.
我大概半年前跟着弟兄姊妹交通过这个。
Half a year ago, I felt with you about this.
我们在信心的操练的里面。
That in exercise of faith.
我们第一个要相信他是。
That we must believe firstly that he is.
我们也要能够相信他能。
That he is able.
他是能够帮你的。
That he is able to help.
他是能够救你的。
That he is able to save.
他是全能的神。
He is almighty.
我们必须去经历他是全能的神。
We have to come to.
圣经告诉我们，白纸黑字写他是全能的。
In the Bible, it tells us that He is Almighty.
如果你没经历过，你讲出来都是，你就说谁是什么？哦、oh, ，He is Almighty， 他是全能的。
And when you know if you do not have experience, then you can say, "Oh, God is Almighty."
人家要问你是多全能啊。
But I ask you, how Almighty is?
哎，反正就是全能了。
I say, "Oh, He is Almighty."
我们必须经历，甚至他能。
We have to experience that he is able.
还有一个，他肯。
That he is willing.
有个大麻风的病人来到主的面前。
And one that a leper.
他只有一个祷告。
Lord Jesus, he only has a prayer.
他说：“主若肯
，Lord, if you are willing,
必定得洁净。
I will be cleansed.
只要主肯
，Lord, if you are willing,
我就得洁净。
I will be cleansed.
所以我愿意把这三个再跟弟兄姊妹讲一次。
I will tell you again.
他是能够，那他是。
That he is.
他也能够
he is able,
他也肯
and he is willing.
讲到信心生活的时候
when we talk about a life of faith,
我们知道这跟祷告是息息相关的
we know that it's very much related to prayer.
我们今天有一个很大的问题就是都不祷告
there's one thing with us, one problem with us,
一祷告就累了
when we pray, we are tired.
一祷告就没话
when we pray, we have no word.
再不是只有难处的时候拼老命的求
That when we have difficulty, we just keep, you know, praying and asking.
难处一过去，哈哈，不用祷告。
When the difficulty is away, it's not there. Then.
所以我们有些朋友们看我们的生活跟拜拜没差的，有难处才来祷告，没难处你看起来没差。
When friends see us, you know, you're no difference from those who worship false gods.
我们祷告。我们的确是要有负担来到主的面前。
Indeed, when we pray, we have to have a burden before the Lord.
我不讲团体的祷告，我今天要讲我们个人的祷告。
I'm not going to touch on corporate prayer today.
我要一而再的这个跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们祷告是要有点重量。
I have to emphasize to you that when we pray, it has to have weight.
多年前我听了施布森弟兄的一个读到他一个交通。
Many years ago, I read on Brother Spurgeon's
他说我们祷告天上好像有个大钟。
When we pray, it's as if in the heavens there is this big bell.
他说我们祷告就在摇那个钟，根本连想都没想，已经不知道去哪里。
When we pray, it's as if we're just lightly, pulling.The rope, it doesn't sound and go
我们如果有负担的祷告，你是大力的那个摇，直到我们知道主听见。
When we have the burden to pray, then we truly, really pull the bell, pull the rope and shake it to the Lord.
我们要知道每一个祷告，主都听的。
We know that every prayer there is an answer.
然后我们应该有个 expectation， 这是叫什么？有一个期望说主，你怎么回答这个祷告？
We have to have that expectation of how God is going to answer this prayer.
我这个昨天跟弟兄姊妹读这个圣经啊，我们再读一次马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8.
这里说哈，清心的人有福了。
It says, blessed are the pure in heart.
因为他们必得见神。
For they shall see God.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不管是祷告、读经、聚会，我们乃是要来见神。
No, brothers and sisters, today whether we are reading the Bible, we are praying, we are coming to the meetings, it's to meet God.
我们今天需要的是来见到神。
What we need today is that we can see God.
你要知道，当保罗遇见神的时候
we know that when Paul meet see God,
他从一个逼迫基督徒的人转变成为一个主使用的一个仆人。
From one that's persecuting the Christians, he becomes a servant of God.
我们遇见主。
When we meet God,
我们需要有神的光光照我们。
To meet the Lord, we need the.
没错，保罗在地上真的有个大光照他。
Indeed, on earth, Paul was shone the light.
我们今天不见得要有这样的大光，但是我们里面应该被照明。
It's not necessary that we have the, the light on the outside, but in the heart that should be light.
我们今天遇见主，不是因为受谁把我说服了。
When we meet God today, we are not convinced by another person.
乃是我里面突然间亮。
That in me, you know, it lightens up.
我礼拜五在这里跟着the youth在谈这件事情。
I was sharing with the youth on Friday.
现在是天亮啊，礼拜五是天黑的。
On Friday night, it was nighttime.
我把灯全关了，我说这个里面有一个 projector.
I turned out the lights and said there is a projector right here.
不信，我都没见过什么叫 projector。
I don't believe there's nothing called a projector. I've never seen a projector.
哎，我口才啊，我就慢慢解释给他是怎么样，可以打开，可以放光的，这是可以摆上去，可以打出去给你看的。
I try to explain what a projector is. You know, one, you know, you can turn it on, you can.
如果我口才很好的话，哦，这个人就知道在讲。哎呦，好了，我听你讲嘛，你说服我还是。
If I was eloquent, then you know I am able to convince this person, and the person will believe me.
我跟你讲，真的知道有没有？我打开灯，他就知道了。
Let me tell you, if to truly know whether there is, I just have to turn on the light.
你打开灯，你不用在这这么解释给我，就看见了嘛。
When it's lit up, you don't have to explain to me, I see it.
你要知道，你看见跟没看见，这个只是就是一刹那，你有没有看到的
？When you see or you don't see, it's just
just like a click.
A click, yeah.
绝对不是因为有人是说服你。
It's not that somebody is convincing you.
我们只是能够被带领说主啊，我们来寻求主，主啊，给我能够真的看见。
We hear that we are led by the Lord, that we seek the Lord.
在我们看见一件事之前，我们基本上是瞎的。
Before we see a matter, basically our eyes
are blind. 不管多少人在讲这个事情是瞎的。
No matter how many people share,
我们需要真的看见的。
To us,
we need to
have, we need to see.
我讲一些，我一些。故事给你们听哈。
I'll tell you some stories.
很多年前我孩子很小。
Many years when my kids were still young.
我可能讲过哈，我他们洗完头这个也不吹头发，我就替他们吹头发。
When they wash their hair, I dry it out for them.
哎，我这里面觉得哈，哎，奇怪，我吹这么久都不干。
I was dry for a long time and it's not dried up.
那奇怪，我吹一下就干了。
How come I just have to dry a little, you know, go dry and it's dry?
哎呀，我不认识自己啊。
I don't know I myself.
啊，我就觉得他才小小的孩子，都吹老半天不干。
It's so little and yet for so long, just the hair is not dry.
啊，我没有照镜嘛，对不对
？I did not look into the mirror.
哇，纳闷了一段时间，我没有跟太太讲，我就自己在先研究，哎，奇怪，怎么我吹一下就干，他就不干。
I did not ask my wife. I'm like, for so long.
哎，我那时候头发比这样多一点哦。
I have more hair back then.
哎，那时候照镜子还不是这么明显吗
？It's not that obvious when I look into the mirror.
啊，有一天，突然间发现，哦。我没太多头发。
But one day I realized, ooh, I don't have much hair.
No wonder, 原来是这样的。他头发正在长，所以他头发很多。
No wonder, because his hair is growing, so he has a ton of hair.
里面突然间亮了。
Inside me, it just suddenly lit up.
解答了我这个问题。
And it gives answer to my question.
这个主要是用一些环境来给我们明白一些事。
Sometimes the Lord used circumstances to let us understand.
我家有两个鱼缸。
I have two fish tanks in my house.
如果我忘记喂它们的。
If I forget to feed them.
啊，就有些死鱼在里面。
There are some dead fish.
怎么来的呢
？How did it come about？
哦，动物世界嘛，大鱼吃小鱼就把它吃掉了。
The big fish ate the small fish.
有一天我看到一个白白的在里面。
I saw something white in it.
啊，我就说又死一条了。
I said, oh, another dead fish.
我就在数死哪一条呢
？So I was counting which one has died.
数不出来，哎，这不是整天在看它。
Count that because I don't look at them every day.
然后呢，我奇怪这些鱼怎么不去吃呢
？I wonder why the fish didn't eat.
哎，有死鱼那些鱼啊，那鱼是啊只会吃的。
The fish only know how to eat.
它只要有吃到老半天都吃，所以鱼会吃到死掉的。
So fish will eat till they die.
你知道我真的看了几天，我就奇怪那块东西怎么还在那里
？So I wonder how come it's still there.
所以一个礼拜后，我又坐在那里看。
So a week later, I took a look at that.
我就看到一条鱼，哎，它正去咬。
One fish was just going.
但是呢，你看它咬了之后呢，它就好像，这是什么？这种鸟。
He took a bite and like, what is it?
你看这个，我突然间亮。
I was suddenly enlightened.
这一块东西不是白日鱼死掉的白肉。
It's not the white flesh of a dead fish.
是我拿我大概两个礼拜前死鱼缸了那块白布掉了一块在里面。
It was a piece of a fabric that when I was washing the fish.
难怪他们不吃嘛。
No wonder they didn't.
那是没营养的嘛，对不对
？There's no nutrition.
我告诉你，摆了两个礼拜。
Two weeks later.
我那天坐在哪里，我说一下，哦，这是我留在里面的。
I started to realize that it was.
我赶快把网拉出来。
I quickly took the net and you know.
因为我也不想它吃掉。
I didn't want them to eat that.
还好他们也不吃。
I'm very thankful.
因为他们不吃，我醒过来。
Because they didn't eat it,
我告诉你们，我告诉弟兄姊妹，属灵的事情。
I want to tell brothers this is a spiritual thing.
就是在乎你多在这里要去寻求这件事。
It depends on how much you want to.
这两个事情都是我真的很纳闷要去找出来。
These two things I have talked on the stories I told you.
我们刚最后唱的那首诗歌。
The last hymn we sang.
Seeking out, 我精寻求。
Seeking out.
Seeking now.
Now.
我今现在在寻求。
I'm seeking right now.
因为我里面有个饥渴，我正在寻求。
Because I have this thirst, so I'm seeking now.
主啊，你可以给我圣灵，你给我今天遇见你就明白这件事。
That the Holy Spirit will let me understand it today.
说弟兄姊妹，我们需我们要认识说主啊，你是谁
？We have to know the Lord, who are you?
我们必须好好读主的话。
We have to read His word.
好好祷告。
We have to pray.
好好过信心的生活。
We have to live a life of faith.
然后让主再把他的话翻译一次在我们里面。
Then we let the Lord interpret His word into us.
求主开我们的眼。
The Lord opened our eyes.
使我们因着遇见他，有真的看见。
That because we met him, that we have true seeing.
我们能够知道他是谁。
That we know who he is.
活着，我们能够有晚上有早晨，能够算一天。
Perhaps you have a night and a day to count as one day.
我很快跟大家讲第二个问题。
Very quickly, I want to go through the second question.
回到《使徒行传》第二十二章。
Going back to Acts 22.
《使徒行传》二十二章第十节。
Chapter 22, verse 10.
二十二章第十节。
22:10.
他这里说：“主啊，我当做什么
？”What shall I do, Lord？
啊，这里是另外一个问题。
Here's another question.
他说：“主啊，我当做什么
？”What shall I do, Lord？
我们今天基督徒在神的家中。
Christians in the house of God.
要我们什么事都不做。
Either we don't do anything.
我们就坐在整天来听到。
We just listen to the messages.
好听的我们听，不好听我就睡觉。
The good ones we listen to, not good ones we sleep.
这可是一个。
That's one.
另外一个也不知道主要我什么，我什么都喜欢去做。
Another one, I don't know what the Lord likes me to do, so I do everything.
我以为我做了，主就可以了，主就高兴了。
I think that you know, if I do it, God will be happy.
这是两个的极端。
So these are two extremes.
我们今天我们要说主啊，你要我做什么
？Today we have to ask the Lord, what shall I do, Lord?
我们知道神今天的目的是要我们来侍奉他。
We know that God's purpose is for us to serve Him.
当以色列百姓出埃及的时候
，When the Israelites left Egypt,
神对摩西说：“你们到旷野来侍奉我。”
God spoke to Moses that you come out into the wilderness to serve me.
我们弟兄们也一直在告诉我们。
Our brothers have told us many times.
地上的一切都是副业，侍奉神乃是正业。
That all our jobs on earth is our secondary vocation.
Main vocation
is to serve the Lord.
不管你是读书的，你是在工作。
No matter whether you are studying or you are working.
不管你是做家庭主妇的
，whether you're a housewife or you carry a job.
我们所有的都是副业。
Everything is on the side.
只有侍奉神是我们的正业。
Our vocation is to serve the Lord.
所以谈到这件事的时候
，when we speak about this matter,
我们就知道圣经还有一句话，什么叫做侍奉神
？We know that the Bible has another word. What is this?
我们翻到罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12.
罗马书第十二章第一节。
Romans 12:1.
我们这里说 所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
这里说哈，这里又讲一个是神所喜悦的。
It says here that it is acceptable unto God.
这个讲到神的喜悦，乃是说你把自己奉献给主。
When here it says what God is acceptable to God is to consecrate yourself to the Lord.
我们年头当我们弟兄们聚在一起的时候
，In the beginning of the year when the brothers gather together,
我们就有弟兄说，但愿这一年2012年成为我们在主面前好好成为都是奉献给主的一年。
Then this year 2012, that this is a year of consecration before the
Lord. 现在我们到年终了。
So this is at the end of the year.
我们也交通了许多关于奉献。
We have fellowship a lot on consecration.
弟兄姊妹，我们有否愿意彻底的把自己奉献给主？
Are we willing completely, wholly to consecrate our
lives? 什么叫做奉献？
What is to consecrate?
奉献呢，是把你的主权给神。
That you give your lordship to the Lord.
我们以前是我自己做主的。
I'm my own authority.
我以前是魔鬼做主的。
In the past, it was the Satan.
我今天愿意把主权交给我的主。
But today, I'm willing to give my lordship to the Lord.
这个叫做奉献。
This is consecration.
我们有要有奉献了，我们才开始我们基督徒的生活。
Consecration is the beginning of our Christian.
我们刚刚我给大家唱的这首诗歌。
The hymn that we sang.
我们说主啊，我把自己。
We say, Lord, I give myself.
我把自己交在你的手里。
Lord, I give myself wholly in your hands.
深信你必肯祝福施恩。
Trusting you will pour your grace on me.
什么人能说我把自己交在你手里？
Who can say I give myself wholly to the Lord?
那是一个人愿意说，我把我主权给你。
That is that one person gives the lordship to the Lord.
我已经更换主人，我把主权给你。
That I've already switched my lord, my lord.
不代表我就从此做的事情都全部讨主喜悦。
Not, it doesn't mean that, you know, from now on, all that I do will be.
我可能还是有许多的失败，许多的犯罪。
I would have many failures and maybe I sin too.
但是我是真心的，主，我把我主权给你。
Yet I with my whole heart, I want to give my whole being to you.
一个人能够问主说，主啊，我当做什么？
When a person can ask, Lord, what shall I do?
那是一个人说，主，你怎么告诉我，我都愿意跟的。
It means that, Lord, whatever you say, I will do.
就算主你把我摆在一边也可以。
Even Lord, if you put me aside, I will.
因为我已经把主权给你了。
Because I've given my lordship.
我不敢自己要去做什么。
I do not dare.
除非你告诉我做什么。
Unless you tell me.
如果你告诉是我不喜欢做的。
If you tell me the things that I don't like to do.
主，你等一等，我一定跟着去做。
Lord, wait for me.
因为我是一个奉献给你的人。
Because I'm one who's consecrated to you.
如果你今天我放掉我一个喜欢做的
，If you have me put down something that I like，
只要不是你要我做的，我也放。
Even if it's not you that you want me to， I will also let go。
所以那首诗歌后面两句话。
So in the last two sentence，
他说我愿被拨开。
It says may I be broken。
这句话。必须一个奉献给主的人才会讲这。
Only one who has been consecrated unto the Lord will say.
我愿意被拨开。
May I be broken?
只有被拨开的人。
If only those who have been broken.
主能够用。
That God can use.
主能够也让这个人去成为别人的帮助。
That God can use this person to become.
当那个小孩把五饼二鱼拿到主的手中的时候。
When the child brings the five loaves of bread and two
fish. 主耶稣就是把他拨开。
The Lord broke.
因为这个拨开
，because it was broken.
供应了最少男丁五千人，是吧
？It could supply at least 5,000 men.
所以他这首诗歌说：“我愿被拨开。”
So it says there, may I be broken.
流入你大爱。
Let your love through me.
拨开一定会痛的。
When it's
所以他这里说：“切莫顾我痛。”
It says I'm willing to suffer.
只要能够被你用。
Fit for your use.
我们没被这个拨开
If we are not being broken,
我们没有真正被主在用
we are not being truly used
我们要成为一个很完整的来服侍神这没路的
If we want to serve the Lord completely, to be like not being broken, but as a whole,
那是没路走的
There's no way out.
所以我们弟兄来跟我们交通也是哥林多后书第四章里面就讲的话。
When our brother shared with us also on 2 Corinthians,
我们是一个瓦器，里面有个宝贝。
There we are earthen vessels, but there is a treasure in there.
这个宝贝要出来，瓦器必须最少有裂痕。
For this treasure to come out of the vessel, the earthen vessel has.
如果没有裂痕，没办法自己的帮助，别人也得帮助。
If then you are not being helped, and then you can't.
你要好好保护自己，什么都不可以伤。
If you are to protect yourself, then you don't want to be hurt.
你在这条天路是没路走。
Then in this heavenly way, you have no way.
因为主的路是要破开的。
Because the Lord's way is one that has to be broken.
所以我们有首诗歌说，为什么你伤身上没有伤痕？
So there is this hymn that say, why is there no?
主的身上都是伤痕，为什么你我身上没有伤痕？
The Lord's body is not covered by scars. What about you?
所以我们今天要知道这条路是怎么走。
We have to know how to walk this way.
在教会里面，不是在看有没有好人坏人。
And the church is not to see that there are good people or
bad ones. 我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
We are all sinners saved by grace.
在教会里面不是在看好人坏人。
And the church is not to see us.
我们乃是求主带我们能够成为一个属灵的人。
That we will be brought by the Lord.
乃是主能够工作在我们身上。
That the Lord can work in us.
使我们能够知道什么叫做主是灵，我们知道什么是属灵的。
That we know the Lord is spirit, and for us to be a spiritual man.
所以当我们来问我当做什么。
When we ask Lord, what shall we do?
为什么主要坐在我们身上？
Why does the Lord want to work in us?
因为我们今天信徒们聚在地上，教会在地上，就是做主一个的见证。
And believers, the church gather in on this earth is to be a testimony.
见证什么呢？
What are we testifying?
我们要见证我们是一个身体。
We're testifying that we are a body.
我们被救回来了。
We have been saved.
主要在我们每一个人身上有不同的安排。
Then in every one of us, he has a plan.
他一定，我们只有愿意把自己交给主，主才能够把我们造成他要我们的教会是成为哪一个的肢体。
It's only when we're willing to give ourselves to him, then he can mold us into the part of the body.
啊，有人做口，有人做眼，有人做手，有人做脚。
Some are eyes, some ears, hands and feet.
你如果不是那个，不管你多努力，你根本也不是。
If you are not that one, then however much you
你用尽你的力量流汗各样，你不是那个就是不是。
You can use all your might and you.
我们只能够退一步说主啊，我当做什么？
We can only step down and say, Lord, what shall I do?
我们要花很多的时间问主说，主啊，我当做什么？
We have to spend a lot of time and ask the Lord.
只有我明白了主今天把我摆在身体里的那个功用，那我开始做就很有价值。
And only if we know the function that the Lord has put us in this body, then we can be useful.
所以啊，两个问题。
So two questions.
主啊，你是谁？
Lord, who are you?
但愿我们能够像保罗一样说
that we can say like Paul has said
我知道我所信的是谁
I know whom I have believed
我以寻着基督为至宝 the most precious
it's my most precious one
那我当做什么
and what shall I do
主给我们每一个人都有托付的
the Lord has given us
你不要以为你只是初信的
Don't think that you are just a new believer.
主有托付。
Lord has something to pass on
to you. 那如果我们信主很多年的话
，If you have already believed the Lord for many years,
我们要问我们自己：我知道主给我那一份是什么吗
？What is the part that the Lord has given me?
因为如果我不知道
，If I do not know,
那我去做那就乱了。
Then if I do it, then it will all be
就 in chaos.
Chaos.
所以我们愿意说，身体那个真正如果能够信。真正在我们在地上的操练里面能够显出来基督的身体
for the body of Christ to be, manifested in, on this earth
但愿我们真的愿意在主手中真的把自己奉献给他
that we consecrate ourselves wholly in his hands
因为你都要看见当你能够走过晚上早晨的话
you will see that if you can walk through the night into the day
你会经历是眼睛没看过耳朵没听过，这个头脑没想过的。
and you are experienced through what your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, and your heart has not realized.
新的一年要来了。
A new year is about to begin.
但愿我们在主面前能够更蒙恩典。
That before the Lord we will have grace.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们再一次到你面前来。
Lord Jesus, we come before you.
谢谢你，你是满有恩典怜悯的神。
Thank you that you are God full of grace and full of mercy.
主啊，虽然我们可能的确浪费了许多年日。
Lord, indeed we have wasted time.
主啊，谢谢你还给我们时间。
Lord, we thank you that you still give us time.
主啊，让我们每一个人都有回头的恩典。
Lord, that we will have this grace to return.
主啊，我们能够回到你的面前。
And we return to you.
主啊，你是爱我们的。
Lord, we know you love us.
愿意你要坐在我们身上，能够真的自由的来工作。
That what you want to work in us, Lord, you can freely do it.
我们真盼望我们能够在你手中成为你合用的器皿。
Lord, we hope that we desire to be useful vessels in your hands.
主啊，这是我们天天在你面前寻求的。
So this is what we seek before you every day.
主啊，使我们能够做一个真是一个真认识你的人。
There will be one that truly knows you.
也是我们奔跑是有力的。
That when we run, it's with strength.
我们真的能够说，我知道我所信的是。
That we can truly say, I know whom I have believed.
他能够保存我所交托给他的直到那日。
That he can hold on to what I have entrusted him until that day.
听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear our prayer.
一年要结束了。
Lord, a year is to end.
主啊，给我们忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
That we'll forget the past and we'll run towards the goal.
愿荣耀归给你。
Lord, glory be to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们聚会到这里。Oh.